Hey, it's Marie, and you're tuning in to another episode of the Queen's Corner podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. Don't forget to subscribe, and I hope you enjoy the episode. You gotta show it. It's enough talking about it. It's enough thinking about it. Well, not necessarily that it's enough, but like faith, if it have not works, it is dead. And you know what's so crazy about gems is that they never get old, because it's like, you know, something important, something good for you, something that's wise, good wisdom. You know what I'm saying? And for a season, you're all over that thing. You're putting it into practice. You're thinking about it. You're reflecting about it. And then something else comes along. You know, we're human beings. Like Nikki says, I don't know why that's like stuck in my head. I use that phrase a lot. But something else comes along and gets our attention. And we focus on that. And we're all about that. Sometimes it's hard to have a very wide-ranged balance, I think, as human beings. There's just so much that you would be focusing on at that point. But that's the good thing, to wrap it up to my point. That's the good thing about gems and wisdom and that good juicy stuff, is because like you forget about it for a little while, or you're not as focused on it for a little while, and then it comes back. And just like a, you know, like your favorite song from a year ago, you remember just how good that thing is, and you get to reapply it. You get to reassess your life and yourself and see how this can just rock your world in a positive way all over again. And that's what that verse is like. That's what I want you to do with that verse. Faith, if it have not works, it is dead. Right? As believers, we know we're not saved by works. We're saved by grace through faith. Right? But we know the Bible, through that verse, lets us know how important our behavior is, though. Because if you believe anything, it has an impact on your behavior. If you believe anything, it has an impact on your behavior. I'm going to say it again. If you believe anything, if you believe in anything, whatever you believe, if you believe it, it has an impact on your behavior. So, are you still doing exactly what you were doing 6 months ago, a month ago, a year ago? Throw out all the things that you don't have control over, because we're not talking about that, right? The things you do have control over, yourself, the way you approach things, right? The way you respond to things, your routines, your daily habits. Has there been any shifting as a result of what you say you believe? If not, it's time for you to show, not just tell. You know how to say show and tell? It's time for you to show, not just tell. Show that you believe. I don't know what you believe. I don't know what you believe, right? But in case you are on a life journey as well, where you feel provoked by someone greater than yourself, God, Jesus, come on. You feel provoked to believe that there's more for you, there's more for your life, or there's a goal or a vision that you're trying to reach. You've got dreams. Doesn't matter how big or small, those words are relative compared to who's talking and what they care about, right? But you're provoked onto something. Like, you can't just let it go. There's something that you want. There's something that you desire. There's something that you think about and that you think toward. And you're crazy enough a lot of times to think that you could really do it. You know, but you feel so limited, you know. Like, you feel so limited. You feel held back. You feel held back in a lot of different ways. Maybe over a significant span of time. I don't know. But, like, do you really believe in yourself? Do you really believe in God? Sometimes, and it's okay, it's not a bad thing, come on now. Just reflect on it, just think about it, right? God is God. He already knows your heart. He already knows the truth. He already knows everything, right? Okay, you're a human being, again. You're not going to be perfect all the time in this human being form, okay? Okay, Okay? Stop condemning yourself. It's okay to just think things through and be honest, right? It's good to evaluate yourself, evaluate your thoughts, evaluate your motivations, evaluate, you know, your intention. Evaluate your approach, where you're coming from. Do you believe in God? Do you believe in yourself? Do you really believe that you've got what it takes to achieve your goals and your dreams? Do you believe that God has what it takes to get you there? Do you believe you're able to put in your best effort? Do you believe you have a dream? Do you believe that things can work out for you? Whatever it is, whatever the case is, like, right? But do you believe in yourself? Do you believe in God? And you probably want to say yes. If you're being honest, sometimes it might be a no. Sometimes it might be that sometimes you struggle. Maybe right now it's more of a yes. That's fantastic. And if it's not, it can get there. It's not a bad, it's okay. But my thing is just, I just want to come on this episode and encourage you to show, not just tell. And this does not have to be something that you show to the world or on Instagram or to everybody. Like, live from the inside out is something that Kingdom of God Matters on YouTube. Her name is Millie. She says a lot as inspired by the Holy Spirit, and I really like it. Live from the inside out. You know, of course, it's not new. You've heard the phrase in different ways, but live from the inside out. It's about what it means, what it looks like for yourself in your own life, for there to be evidence, not just the words or the feeling, that you believe in yourself, you believe in what you're trying to accomplish, you believe that in God and that He's invested a lot in you and that you're going to get to where you were always called to be at, as long as you just don't give up. And where's the evidence at? That's what I want to encourage and exhort you to reflect on as you listen to this episode. And the reason why is because if there is none, just in case it's possible that you've been saying you believe, but you haven't really allowed there to be a shifting in your behavior or your response, like, just in case maybe you need some encouragement to truly believe in yourself and in the Lord and that He's got you, like, that's why I want to entreat you to think about these things. Because sometimes we get so used to telling ourselves the right things that we can't effectively deal with what's really going on in there. And it holds us back. It spins us in circles because it's there until you deal with it. It's going nowhere until you deal with it. And so my hope for you, for myself, for us all, is that we believe in God and we believe in ourselves. And that shows up as true in our lives. We can tell it when we see the kind of effort we put in, the kind of ethic, work ethic, all that ethic that we put in there. We see that I believe in myself. I'm determined because I know that I can do it. I know that my God got me, and that's why I do X, Y, and Z. I used to do this, but that's why I do it this way now, because then I was playing because I was doubtful and I wasn't really sure. But I'm not playing no more because I know it was good and I'm finna go get it. And I'm doing what it do with the Lord, right? Now I'm doing what the Lord asked me to do because I do trust Him, because I do believe in Him. Now, I struggled with it before, but now, no, I trust Him. I believe in Him. I'm doing what He asked me to do to the best of my ability. I'm coming to Him with all things as I run this race. I'm really giving this my best, not just my relationship with the Lord, but myself and my goals and my dreams. I'm really giving it my best because I believe it's hard to give something your best and your all that you don't really believe in. It's just like a lot of our women, we complain about men who are playing around and giving scraps and all of that stuff. Why would they give their best for something they don't believe in? If they don't really believe in the two of you being together and it working out and all that good stuff, why would they give their best? That's not even smart, because they don't really see it. They don't see it. You might want them to see it, but they don't really see it. They don't really want it like that. They want something else. It's not on the same page, right? Or sometimes they want it, but they don't believe. They don't believe in themselves. They don't believe they got what it takes, or they're weighed down by shame, whatever the case is, right? But, like, it makes sense if you think about it. We don't give our all to what we don't believe in. We reserve ourselves to protect ourselves. And that's why I want to challenge you to reflect, pray, do what you got to do. Do you believe in yourself? Do you believe in God? Do you believe that God has your back? This is the Queen's Corner. We ask ourselves the tough questions. We go to God in prayer about the tough questions. I haven't released an episode in a while. Don't be distracted by that. Just enjoy the episode and pray about it. Reflect on it. Journal about it. Whatever it is you like to do. Sometimes I just talk to myself. I talk to God and then I talk to myself. Because sometimes that's how my process works. What's your process? How do you have that time with the Lord and with yourself to really get down to the get down about what's going on with you? When you see yourself going around in circles, like, do you just keep going in a circle? Like, at some point, you got to sit down and say, why is this happening? What's going on? What am I going to do about it if I don't like this? What are the pros and the cons of these things? See, I got options. You always have options, even if you don't like the options. What are the pros and the cons of the options that I have? What am I willing to do? What am I not willing to do? What am I willing to do differently? What am I willing to sacrifice? What am I not willing to sacrifice? And be honest. Strive for honesty with yourself and with the Lord. He already knows you perfectly. It's us that try to fool around. Just be honest. Strive for honesty. Well, you don't have to think so much about the right way to say it and feel it and all that. It is what it is. It's already that. Let it be so that you can then deal with it, so that you can then, you know, adjust or make whatever changes that you want to make, right? We're going to take a very, very quick break to make some space for our advertisement for Anchor, and then I'll come right back to end out the episode with you guys. Don't go anywhere. So I hope that you guys enjoyed this episode. I'm not going to drag it out any longer. Yeah. Thank you so much for tuning in. I want to say, you know, I can't see you guys. I don't really hear from you guys, but I see that you're listening. So if you're listening again, I just want to say thank you. I see that you're listening. Sometimes I go on to my podcast and I'm like, what in the world? Because I hadn't been on it in weeks, months. And I see that, oh, more people have listened to that episode. Oh, more people have listened to that. And I'm like, how? How? I didn't post it anywhere. I didn't share it anywhere. But I just thank God. And my prayer and my intention for the Queen's Corner podcast is that it is a corner for the queens. Not just the queens of God, because I honestly, I believe we are all queens. You know what I'm saying? You just, as you learn more about the truth of who you are, the truth of who God is, you understand, okay, you know, you're a queen of the King of Kings. That's my hope for us all, to realize who we are. We're a queen of the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, his princesses, his daughters, his queens. You know what I'm saying? It may not make sense, but it makes sense if you get it. If you get it, then you got it. But thank you so much for listening. You know, please take the time to leave a rating in the, wherever it's at. I don't know. But please take the time. I think it's an Apple Podcast. Yeah. Or in Spotify Podcast. Or, you know, please take the time to leave a rating. For those of you who have left ratings, we've got a 5-star, like, review. Thank you so much. God bless you. Please take the time to leave a rating. Take the time to, you know, find me on social media. I'll put it in the description because I would love to hear from you. Share the podcast. You know, you can take a screenshot of like the cover art and just tag me in it, you know, at It's Marie MFT, ITSMARIEMFT, and just tag me. I would love to hear you guys' thoughts. I mean, it's so odd, but like, I see that you guys are listening. I'd love to connect with you and just, I don't know. I mean, why else do we do this kind of stuff? You know, we want to help. We want to encourage. We want to support. And it feels good to know that it's getting somewhere. And I'd love to hear your feedback. So anyway, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Subscribe to the podcast so that you get notified when I release new episodes. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Marie. I'm signing out. Thank you for kicking it with me for another episode on the Queen's Corner podcast. Bye.